Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Okay, so one of the great rewards of doing the Holy Girl Walk has been hearing from my walkers. That's you. Bethany wrote from Maine to tell me, I have been sharing the Holy Girl Walk with everyone the last couple of days because I'm exactly 1 week in, and I'm already experiencing the benefits of meditating on and memorizing God's Word. My energy levels are starting to improve, and my days just flow better with this daily practice of walking while meditating on and learning this scripture on the front end. I've also noticed that overall, I'm less stressed and truly able to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty with all of life's chaos swirling around me. So thankful for these reminders of His loving faithfulness and the protection of my heart and soul. I love that. Bethany has been walking with her 14-year-old daughter, and I really love that. Let's get our girls into the Word through this Holy Girl Walk. I'm so happy to hear good reports. Feel free to send yours my way. Now today you'll recite 5 verses, Psalm 92, 1 through 5. You may find that the Lord prompts you to meditate on any of these, so just follow your mind where the Spirit leads it. But I feel led to focus on one word, a name rather, that shows up many times in this psalm, and that is the name Lord. You probably know that Lord, written in all caps, means Yahweh. It's the personal name of God. God has a name, and He's chosen to reveal it to us. And when you see it in Scripture, you're seeing the name He used to introduce Himself to Moses at the burning bush, the name that means I am. It comes from the Hebrew word that means to be. What does that mean? It means that He just is. Think about that. But there's something more. Yahweh doesn't just mean that He is. It means that He is the one who was, is, and will always be. It's a reminder that God exists outside of time. He's constant, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am. That's especially comforting when life feels chaotic, isn't it? If your day has been anything like mine, it's full of interruptions, deadlines, and struggles that you did not expect. But Yahweh, the I Am, meets us right in the middle of our mess. He doesn't change. He never grows tired. He sees the end of the story before we do. He's already there. He sees the hurt of your past and how that causes your insecurity or reaction to things you're experiencing today. He was there. He is. When we praise the name of Yahweh, we're reminding ourselves of His existence and His faithfulness. We're lifting our eyes to the one who is always with us and for us no matter what's happening. The God who revealed His name to Moses is the same God who is with you today, and He will reveal Himself to you. So, when you praise the Lord today, remember you're praising the God who is, the one who loves you, who's never absent, and who's already working for your good. Take comfort, sister. Yahweh is always with you. Hey, if you're loving this and don't want it to end, it doesn't have to if you haven't already done Holy Girl Walk Season 1. Find more about it at danagresh.com. There you can grab a copy of Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91. It's available exclusively at my websites, including danagresh.com. And if you want to just have the free podcast, just search Holy Girl Walk where you like to listen to podcasts. Oh, and please subscribe to the podcast because, sister, I'm working on Season 3. Happy walking, friend.